To Srila Prabhupada.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya. Chaiva Narottamam, Devim Saraswatim Vyasam, Tito Jaya Mudiraye, Nasta Prayeshu Bhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Yukama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, Text Number 34 and 35. 34. Duhitaram charjospatim namo sane racheta yasyam asid devayani nama kavyasuta. Translation. King Priyavrata then gave his daughter Urjasvati in marriage to Shukracharya, who begot in her a daughter named Devayani. There's no purport. Text 35. Naivam Veda Purushakara Urukramasya.
Naivam Veda Purushakara Urukramasya.
Naivam Veda Purushakara Urukramasya.
Naivam Veda Purushakara Urukramasya.
Pumsam Tadagri Rajasajita Shad Gunana. Sajita Shad Gunana. Chitram Vidura Vigata Sakrit Adadita.
Chitram Vidura Vigata Sakrit Adadita.
Chitram Vidura Vigata Sakrit Adadita. Yannama Jayam Aduna so jahati bandham. Yannama deya matuna sajahati bandham.
Yannama deya matuna sajahati bandham.
Naivam vidha purushakara ura karmasya.
Naivam vidha purushakara ura karmasya.
Santaragri Rajasajita Shadgunanam.
Om Santaragri Rajasajita Shadgunanam.
Chitram Vidura Vigatat Sakrit Adidita.
Chitram Vidura Vigatat Sakrit Adidita.
Yannama Jayam Aduna Sajahati bandham.
Yannamadeyam adunasajahati bandham.
Naivam vidakurushakara urukramasya.
Naivam vidakurushakara urukramasya.
Om samtaragri rajasajita shadgunanam.
Om samtaragri
Chitram Vidura Vigatat Sakrit Adidita.
Chitram Vidura Vigatat Sakrit Adidita.
Yannama Jaya Maduna Sajahati Bandham.
Yannama Jaya Maduna Sajahati Bandham.
Please chant. na,
na,
not.
Evam,
vidaha,
vidaha,
like that. Pushakaraha,
pushakaraha,
personal influence. Urukramasya,
urukramasya,
of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Umsam,
umsam,
of the devotees.
Tat agri,
of his lotus feet. Rajasa,
Rajasa,
by the dust.
Dust.
Jitashadgunanam,
Jitashadgunanam,
who have conquered,
who have conquered
the influence
of the six kinds
of material whips. Chitram,
Chitram,
wonderful.
Vidura Vigataha,
the fifth grade person,
for the untouchable.
Sakrit,
only once.
Adadita,
Adadita,
if he utters,
yat,
whose,
namadeyam,
holy name,
Aduna,
immediately,
Saha,
he,
Jahati,
gives up,
Bandham,
material bondage.
Translation
and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. My dear King, a devotee who has taken shelter of the dust from the lotus feet of the Lord can transcend the influence of the six material whips, namely hunger, thirst, lamentation, illusion, old age, and death. And he can conquer the mind and the five senses. However, this is not very wonderful for a pure devotee of the Lord, because even a person beyond the jurisdiction of the four castes, in other words, an untouchable, is immediately relieved of bondage to material existence if he utters the holy name of the Lord even once. Purport. Shukadeva Goswami was speaking to Maharaj Parikshit about the activities of King Priyavrata. And since the king might have doubts about these wonderful, uncommon activities, Shukadeva Goswami reassured him. My dear king, he said, don't be doubtful about the wonderful activities of Priyavrata. For a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything is possible because the Lord is also known as Urukrama. Urukrama is a name for Lord Vamandev, who performed the wonderful act of occupying the three worlds with three footsteps. Lord Vamandev requested three paces of land from Maharaj Bali, and when Maharaj Bali agreed to grant them, the Lord immediately covered the entire world with two footsteps, and for his third step, he placed his foot upon Bali Maharaj's head. Sri Jayadev Goswami says, Chalasyasi Vikramane Balim Abduta Vahamana Paranaka Nirijanita Jana Pahavana Keshava Drita Vahamana Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare. Jai Jagadish Hare.
Jai Jagadish Hare.
All glories to Lord Keshava, who assumed the form of a dwarf. O Lord of the universe, who takes away everything inauspicious for the devotees. O wonderful Vamandev, you tricked the great demon Bali Maharaj by your steps. The water that touched the nails of your lotus feet when you pierced through the covering of the universe purifies all the living entities in the form of the river Ganges. Since the Lord is all-powerful, he can do things that seem wonderful for a common man. Similarly, a devotee who has taken shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord can also do wonderful things, unimaginable to a common man, by the grace of the dust of those lotus feet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore teaches us to take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam rishame bhavam budo kripaya tava pada pankaja sitaduni sadrishim chintaya. O son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your eternal servant. Yet somehow or other, I have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up from this ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms of your lotus feet. Lord Chaitanya teaches us to come in touch with the dust of the Lord's lotus feet, for then there will undoubtedly be all success. Because of the material body, every living entity in material existence is always disturbed by shadguna, six whips, hunger, thirst, lamentation, illusion, invalidity, and death. Furthermore, another shadguna are the mind and five sense organs. Not to speak of a sanctified devotee, even a chandala, an outcast who is untouchable, is immediately freed from material bondage if he utters the holy name of the Lord even once. Sometimes caste brahmanas argue that unless one changes his body, he cannot be accepted as a brahmana. But since the present body is obtained as a result of past actions, one who has in the past acted as a brahmana takes birth in a brahmana family. Therefore, they contend, without such a brahminical body, one cannot be accepted as a brahmana. Herein it is said, however, that even Vidura Vigata, a chandala, a fifth class untouchable, is free if he utters the holy name even once. Being freed means that he immediately changes his body. Sanatan Goswami confirms this.
Yata kanchanatam yati kamsyam rasa vidanataha tatadiksha vidanena dvijatvam jayate nrinam.
When a person, even though a chandala, is initiated by a pure devotee into chanting the holy name of the Lord, his body changes as he follows the instructions of the spiritual master. Although one cannot see how his body has changed, we must accept on the grounds of the authoritative statements of the Shastras that he changes his body. This is to be understood without arguments. This verse clearly says, Sa Jahati Bandham. He gives up his material bondage. The body is a symbolic representation of material bondage according to one's karma. Although sometimes we cannot see the gross body changing, chanting the holy name of the Supreme Lord immediately changes the subtle body. And because the subtle body changes, the living entity is immediately freed from material bondage. After all, changes of the gross body are conducted by the subtle body. After the destruction of the gross body, the subtle body takes the living entity from his present gross body to another. In the subtle body, the mind is predominant, and therefore, if one's mind is always absorbed in remembering the activities or the lotus feet of the Lord, he is to be understood to have already changed his present body and become purified. Therefore, it is irrefutable that a chandala or any fallen or low-born person can become a brahmana simply by the method of bona fide initiation.
That's all of us.
That's all of us. Low-born, fifth class, but by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's followers, we have the opportunity for bona fide initiation, and we can become brahmanas, or even better than brahmanas, Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Om Jnana Chamandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilitam Dena Asmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svavadantikam Vande Om Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathantam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Prasadam Dutamsta He Krishna Guruna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Ranamani Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Dhruvyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vadanaha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Acharam Angam Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurun Dinakaranam Dharmananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Isparam Hare Krishna. Let us take a moment to remember and pray for His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj, who is now in intensive care in a hospital in Delhi on a respirator, having difficulty breathing. His lungs are filled with fluids. His body is filling with fluids. He is entering a very difficult time in his life, and we pray to Lord Krishna to please keep him with us for a longer period of time so that he can benefit us and all the living entities in this world. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So before I begin to speak today, I'd like to take the blessings of all the devotees that are present, especially Gokulananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Jai, Jai. Please bless me. I can continue this lifelong and hopefully inspire some others as well.
On the right path, that's for sure.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. So today we'd like to briefly discuss some of the wonderful aspects, Urukrama, of the Lord and the Lord's devotees. As well as Prabhupada mentions in the purport today, that by the process of devotional service and initiation, one becomes transformed. And finally, the most essential aspect of the transformational process, which is the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we're hearing about the wonderful activities of King Priyavrata. So Maharaj Priyavrata is, after taking care of his citizens so well, so nicely, he's taken off in a chariot and flying in the sky, following the path of the sun god, and creating so much illumination that the night is turned into the day. So much power he has. And as he's driving in his chariot, the chariot wheels are cutting channels within the Bhumandal and creating seven islands and seven oceans. And those oceans contain incredible substances such as salt water, sugarcane juice, liquor, an ocean of clarified butter, an ocean of emulsified yogurt, an ocean of sweet drinking water. These activities are truly incredible. Did I leave one out?
Yeah, the milk ocean.
The milk ocean, thank you. Milk, yes, thank you. So, these activities are so incredible that it seems like Shukadev Goswami is thinking that maybe Maharaj Parikshit might be having some doubts, as we also were discussing yesterday, that these activities are just so incredible that some doubts just might arise. Yeah, it's truly an incredible story. So we discussed yesterday in the class that we should not have doubts in the Shastra, and we should accept the entire Shastra, not just parts of the Shastra. We shouldn't just accept chapter 1 and chapter 3 and say this chapter 2 is too far out. We have to accept the whole thing as a package. Otherwise, we think that our intelligence and discriminatory powers is greater than that of the Shastra and the Guru, Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada has told us we should accept the full Shastra. And if we don't accept Srila Prabhupada's words and we want to only accept what we want to accept, we become our own Guru. And there's a famous saying that one who is his own Guru has a fool for a disciple.
That's a good one.
I always like this one. So we should not be a fool. We should be intelligent, buddhiman. So an intelligent person will accept a good authority, knowing well that he has the four defects, that he is making mistakes, the four defects of every conditioned living entity. He makes mistakes, he has imperfect senses, he has a cheating propensity, and he's subject to illusion. So for these reasons, we should accept Shastra, and not only just parts of Shastra, but we should accept Shastra, all the Shastra, and nothing but the Shastra. So here in today's verse, Shukadev Goswami is explaining to Maharaj Parikshit that I see that things are so wonderful in the Srimad Bhagavatam that you might be having some doubts. And he gives another reason why one should not doubt. He gives the reason that actually the activities of the Lord and the activities of the Lord's devotees are urukrama. They are completely wonderful. They're completely amazing. And the activities of the Lord and the Lord's devotees are so amazing, then one should not have any doubts about anything that's mentioned in the Shastra, because it's just so wonderful. And what can we understand with our tiny brains anyway? As we mentioned in the class yesterday, the analogy of Dr. Frog. Dr. Frog is living in the well. His friend comes from the ocean and says, "Oh, Dr. Frog, I've just come from the ocean." And Dr. Frog says, "Oh, how big is the ocean?" And his friend says, "It's so big." And Dr. Frog says, "Is it twice the size of my well?" And his friend says, "No, no, much bigger. Is it three times the size of my well?" "Bigger, bigger." "Is it four times the size of my well?" "No, it's so big." Dr. Frog cannot have any conception of the great size of the ocean. So similarly with our tiny material brains, our tiny material minds and intelligence, we cannot hope to have a full grasp on the unlimited expanse of the spiritual world. And the activities of the Lord are urukrama, amazing. Srila Prabhupada gives an example of urukrama in today's purport, the example of Vamandev. So there was a king named Bali Maharaj. He's actually the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. So he's in the demoniac lineage. And he defeated the demigods and he took over the whole universe. And as always happens when the demigods get defeated by the demons, they always go to Vishnu for help. So then Vishnu appeared in an incarnation as Vamandev, which was a very small dwarf, a small boy, very cute, very adorable, very beautiful, and all the demigods came and gave him different gifts, like a kamandalu and a begging pot and a stick and a deer skin and wonderful necklace. So many nice gifts they gave him. He was so nice. So Bali Maharaj was the king and he was giving charity. Anyone who came to the king requesting some charity, Bali Maharaj would give whatever they asked. So then Vamandev came to beg charity from him.
He was a Brahmana.
So Brahmanas, you're supposed to especially give in charity to Brahmanas. So, and kings are supposed to give charity because they are Kshatriyas. That is Dhanam Ishvara Bhavas Cha, Kshatram Karma Swabhavajam. Then the karma of a Kshatriya is that they should give charity. Yudhe Chapya Palayanam. They should not run away from battle. What is it? And they're very powerful. They're Tejas Dhritir Daksha. They're very expert. And they're very determined. And Dhanam. Dhanam means charity. They give charity. And they have Ishvara Bhav. They have this ability to control. So it is the duty of the king to give charity, and Vamandev came to him. Now, the king Bali Maharaj had a spiritual master named Shukracharya. Shukracharya means seminal line. He's like Kula Guru, a family guru. And he was very much attached to being the family guru of the king, because that meant he got a lot of nice donations and all kinds of material facilities. And prestige. I am the guru of the king. Oh, very nice. So, Shukracharya knew that Vamandev was actually Vishnu, and that Vishnu would take everything away from Bali Maharaj. He would lose his kingdom, he'd lose his wealth, he'd lose his position, and then Shukracharya would also lose everything. So Shukracharya advised the king, Bali Maharaj, please you do not give any charity to Bali Maharaj, to Vamandev. So Bali Maharaj was in a quandary, in a difficult situation. What should I do? Should I follow my guru or should I serve Vishnu? So then there's an indication in scripture that if your guru tells you not to worship Vishnu, then you can disown him. You can renounce him. So Bali Maharaj decided to renounce Shukracharya, and Shukracharya was very angry, cursed him, you'll lose everything. And Bali Maharaj told Vamandev, you take whatever you want. It's yours. Bali Maharaj said, I only want 3 steps of land. And he had small feet also. Couldn't get much. Bali Maharaj was a little bit insulted. Because the king, he says, I'm so powerful, I have so much wealth, I can give you a whole planet. You just asked me for 3 steps of land? Ask me for more. Vamanadeva said, no. I will be satisfied with 3 steps of land, because that is all I require. If one is not satisfied with only what they require, then one will not be satisfied with whatever they receive. So it is part of one of the qualities of the Brahmana to be santushed, to be satisfied. Shamodamastapasholcham shantir arjavam evacha jnana vijnanamastikam Brahma karma subhavajam. So Brahmana is peaceful, he's self-controlled, he's clean, he has knowledge, he has realization,
He has religiosity, and he's satisfied. So in this way, Vamanadeva only asked for 3 steps of land. So Bali Maharaj said, Tatastu, so be it. Take your 3 steps of land. And then Vamanadeva expanded and took a form known as Urukrama. And his head went into the sky, and his body stretched out, huge, tremendous size. He became gigantic. And with one step, he covered the entire earth, planet, and the sky. With the second step, he covered all of the heavenly planetary systems all the way up to Satyaloka. And the nails of his toes pierced the covering, the 5 coverings of the material universes, and entered the spiritual sky, and the spiritual river, the Viraja, entered the material universe as the Ganges, Ganga Mata Ki. And she flowed into this universe in order to deliver all the fallen souls. So this is truly a wonderful pastime, Urukrama. And it gets better. There's more. Then Vamanadeva, he said to Bali Maharaj, you promised me 3 steps of land, but I have covered the entire universe, everything you own, in 2 steps. Where will I place my 3rd step? So then, Bali Maharaj, Atmanivednam, he completely surrendered to Vamanadeva, and he said, you place your 3rd step of land on my head. Meaning that he surrenders, he gives his very self to the Lord, to Vamanadeva. And this is a very wonderful pastime, and we should take inspiration from Bali Maharaj that we should also surrender our very self to the Lord. And how do we surrender ourselves to the Lord? We surrender ourselves to the Lord through the Lord's representative. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, he says in the 4th chapter, text number 34,
Tadvidi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshanaha.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that one should surrender oneself to a spiritual master. One should render service and inquire submissively. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. So these 2 qualifications are required for a disciple to surrender. One is pariprashnena, and the other is sevaya. Prashna. Prashna means question. One should inquire submissively. And what's the most important question? Srila Prabhupada only asked 1 question to his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. His question was, how can I serve you? So we can ask philosophical questions to resolve doubts, and we can ask questions how we can serve the mission. And the ultimate goal of the mission is given by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithivite achayata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoy be morana. That this chanting of the holy names should go to every town and every village all over the world. So parishprashnena sevaya, we offer service to assist in this mission. And part of that service is Vaishnav Seva, taking care of devotees so that they can nicely serve. And I'm so happy to see here in Toronto, that devotees are happy and healthy and well taken care of and enthusiastic to spread the mission of Lord Chaitanya. This is very wonderful. Oh, okay, thank you. Now we're in Montreal. Also in Montreal, devotees are well taken care of. Many nice devotees in Toronto and many nice devotees in Montreal. And one sure sign of nice devotees here is they're glorifying devotees there. We should always glorify devotees. I've been traveling a little too much and sleeping a little too little. Please forgive me.
That's good.
Hare Krishna. So Parish Prashnena Sevaya Upadek Shanti Te Jnanam. As a result, Upadek Shanti. The word Upadek Shanti means he will give Diksha. So this is very important Sanskrit word, Upadek Shanti, because sometimes people ask, where in Bhagavad Gita does it say that one should take initiation? It is here in this verse, 434, Upadek Shanti, I will initiate. The devotee initiates. Te Jnanam. And gives knowledge. The most important aspect of initiation is instruction. We need to receive shiksha. We need to receive vani, the instructions of the spiritual master. And of all the instructions given by the spiritual master, the most important one is to chant our 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This instruction for initiated devotees to chant 16 rounds of the Maha Mantra is the most important instruction. And why is that? Because the chanting of Hare Krishna will transform us. Will transform us. Prabhupada writes very interesting purport stating that the actual subtle and physical body changes by chanting Hare Krishna and by taking initiation. Then one can actually become a Brahmana through this chanting of Hare Krishna and the process of initiation. Srila Prabhupada quotes Sanatan Goswami in the purport that when a person, even though a chandala, is initiated by a pure devotee into chanting the holy name of the Lord, his body changes as he follows the instructions of the spiritual master. Although one cannot see how his body has changed, we must accept on the grounds of the authoritative statements of the Shastras that he changes his body. Again, Prabhupada is emphasizing that we need to accept the Shastras, the scriptures. So I believe this quote is from Hari Bhakti Vilas, because Hari Bhakti Vilas by Sanatan Goswami contains all the information about rituals which include diksha. Another interesting shloka from Hari Bhakti Vilas that Prabhupada often quotes in this regard is that just as an expert alchemist, an alchemist is a chemist who does chemistry and changes one chemical into another chemical, just as an expert alchemist can change bell metal into gold. So bell metal is sometimes referred to as mercury, sometimes it's given as mercury into gold. I heard the process, don't quote me on this, but I heard the process is you mix mercury and some fresh human mutra, human urine, and some mantra, and you can change it into gold. It becomes gold. So there's an alchemist process. Somehow, he changes, because he's expert.
Don't try this at home.
Just make a mess. There's some process where the expert Daksha, expert alchemist, changes bell metal into gold. So similarly, the expert spiritual master can transform a low-born person, similar like this Chandala, into a Brahmana, a Vaishnava, or even a spiritual master. Actually, a Vaishnava, by definition, is a spiritual master because Vaishnava has Divya Gyan, spiritual knowledge. And one who gives spiritual knowledge to another is some kind of guru, a Shiksha Guru, spiritual master. So, the chanting of the holy names is extremely important. And as we hear in today's verse itself, that if one chants the holy names of the Lord, he's immediately relieved of bondage to material existence if he utters the holy name of the Lord even once. And there's a very similar verse in the first canto, first chapter, 14th shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is as follows.
Apana samspritim ghoram yannama vivashogrinan tatasadyo vimucheta yad bibeti svayam bhayam.
This is living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death. Samsmitim goram. Goram means like horrible, difficult, difficult to deal with. This samsmitim, like samsara dava, this samsara, this ocean of birth and death.
Yannama bibhisho grinan.
By this nam, then grinan, by chanting it. Tata sadyo vimucheta, vimucheta, like mukti. Vimucheta, they get freedom. They get freedom by sadyo, even one time chanting.
Yad bibeti svayam bayam.
And that name, Yad bibeti, is feared by fear personified. So Sri Krishna's holy name is so powerful that even by chanting once, we can get released from the entanglement of this very difficult to overcome, complicated meshes of birth and death. So we're so grateful to Srila Prabhupada and his followers for giving us this wonderful shastra and this wonderful process of Harinam Sankirtan by which we can become free from this ocean of birth and death. And as we were doing yesterday, we should go out, distribute books, distribute Harinam, and assist the Sankirtan movement in whichever way we can, whether it's by doing deity worship to attract people to the temple, managing the temple so it's nicely managed so people can come and have a good experience, whether it's giving donations to the temple and for the Sankirtan movement to go on, whether it's parenting and raising good children in Krishna consciousness to help them become devotees and help inspire others. We should participate on whatever level we can in order to promote this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the Yuga Dharma, which is the prime benediction for humanity in this age. It's written in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that one should make his or her life successful by becoming Krishna conscious. And then one should help others also become Krishna conscious. This is our duty, this is our good fortune, and by engaging in these activities, our bodies can become transformed and spiritualized even in this lifetime. We can undergo transformation. I was once wondering, I asked one devotee, why is it that some devotees who are very advanced are put in samadhis and others are burned? Samadhi means buried. So many sannyasis and senior devotees, their bodies are put in samadhi because their bodies become so much transformed by practicing devotional service that they begin to exude a devotional spiritual energy. When you put an iron in the fire, the iron becomes like fire. It burns like fire. So when our bodies are constantly engaged in devotional service, they begin to exude a spiritual energy. And the most important and potent devotional service that we can engage in Kali Yuga is the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
I've gone a little bit over time. I don't know if we have time to take questions or comments.
Okay. Just like to share something that happened to us last night. Just because we're in the theme of wonderful, and something wonderful happened last night. So last night there was a night tour of Montreal by cycling. And there was thousands and thousands.
25,000
actually, probably we would sell most of them. We stayed there for like a couple of hours until 11:30. And it was amazing to see us thinking, wow, this process of Bhakti Yoga is so sublime. Because all those people, they were just passing by. And you know, they thought that we were like, because we were there in Chile, they thought that we were welcoming them, you know, like, and congratulating them for their cycling, but no, that was, we're not doing that for them, we're doing that for Krishna, to please him. But just by doing that, they were benefiting, so that was nice to see. And so many of them, like hundreds of them, they were just passing by and chanting Hare Krishna on their bicycle, and I'm like, Hare Krishna, Rama.
How is it that the itinerary?
The route
came right, you know, there's our temple right here. Yeah. Is there a God? Is that an arrangement from above?
Yes.
But I was thinking, all those people, they benefit so much all by smiling and dancing and chanting and all starting with devotional service. I was thinking, wow, this is the potency of bhakti and of chanting the holy name.
It's like in the Gita. Nice. The whole world becomes happy upon hearing your name. It's very nice. What's not to like? You know, it's so joyful. So
and they chant on Ekadashi, on Patna by Ekadashi.
They came here.
Triple mercy. So yeah, it's amazing how not only Krishna is amazing, but his holy name is amazing. If Krishna wants to cross the universe with the one step, why not? Who can limit him? As soon as you admit there God is there, then everything is possible. Everything is possible. You don't say, well, that's a bit too much. You can't really do that much. Why not? You do anything you want. Anyway, and the holy name is so merciful that he immediately frees you from the samsara. Of course, then you have to keep chanting and keep worshiping to keep above the modes. That's something else. But Krishna is so kind, you know, he gives you shelter immediately.
Great. Thank you.
Ocean of kindness.
Ocean of kindness. Amazing. Anything possible.
Yeah.
We have a question or a point from Mataji and then from Prabhu. Mataji.
I don't know the details, but there's another spice that I have in the Sankirtan.
Bicycle Sankirtan is becoming a new feature.
Actually, we have a few of our devotees who took part. They had their own bikes. They're really into biking. Okay. And they had a sign of the mantra.
Oh, that's cool.
That's you. It was sponsored by milk product. So, in a way, I agree with Krishna saying, yes, I approve this.
Well, not the way.
Jai Ho, thank you. Hari Bol. Prabhu?
I was wondering if you would be able to share some of the inspiration or instructions or things that you've heard about Krishna and Sankirtan.
Oh, that's a good word.
it could be a whole class, but I can just share one thing. I'll share two things. One thing is from my Diksha Guru, His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj. He just, on the technique of how to do good kirtan, because he's like super expert in kirtan, so he told me one point that I really liked about how to lead kirtan. And he told me, don't fight in the kirtan. Sometimes don't fight in the kirtan. Because sometimes, you know, all the time the instrument players are supposed to follow the kirtan leader. The kartals are supposed to follow the leader, the mridanga, the harmonium, whatever instruments. If the leader goes fast, the instruments are supposed to go fast. If the leader goes slow, the instruments should go slow. If the leader is loud, the instruments should be loud. If the leader is soft, the instruments should be soft. If the leader wants to do, you know, a double time, you know, the instruments should do double time. If the leader wants to do dadratal, the instruments should do dadratal. Like, the instruments should follow the leader. And so, but sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't. And if they're not following you, and you insist that, no, you should follow me, it creates a fight in the kirtan. And it makes a mess. So he taught me, he said, if they don't follow you, don't fight with them. You know, just work with them, whatever they can do. So just like compromise and adjust with them and be tolerant, you know, and just make it a cooperative effort, and then the kirtan will always be nice. Another point he shared with me was that he said the best kirtans are when I feel I'm not getting in the way. You know, he's like this like Maharati kirtan leader, and he says the best kirtans are when I feel I'm not present there. I'm not getting in the way. You know, like no false ego, not present at all. Like, amazing. And the last thing I want to share is just something Ayendra Prabhu shared with me. And I've become one of the global in charges of a world Sankirtan promotion called World Holy Name Week. So I was in the airport, Lokanath Maharaj and myself were traveling back from Mayapur, and Ayendra Prabhu and some other devotees were traveling back from Mayapur. We're all together in the airport waiting for our flight. So we had a wonderful sangha with Ayendra Prabhu. And I begged Ayendra Prabhu, I said, we have this service of trying to promote Harinam Sankirtan all over the world. Please give me your blessings. Please pray for me. Please empower me so that I can do this service. So he told me, just do it. Granthiraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. With your mercy, Prabhu, everything is possible.
Another way.
Tomorrow is Chidadahi Utsav, I think. Raghunath Das. So I can speak on that. Okay. Maybe I can pick that specific verse for Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yeah, that would be nice. Oh, great, great. I'll say a few words during Sunday Feast also. I can mention it. Yeah.
It's a symbolic
first, get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. First, Guru, then Krishna.
I went to this back in right, they recognize the people every day. Lord Chaitanya is all, miraculous.
I'll just need some more coconut.
No, I don't know if I have any.
Oh, okay.
Give me some more coconut.
Okay.
As much as you need. Just enough to kind of things.
Okay.
There's a lot of water in the rooms.
Yeah. Okay. I'll bring it to your room then.
Okay.
Great, great. Looking forward to it. 200.